प्रभुपदा शिला प्रभुपदा जय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे निर्विशेषाय शून्यवादी कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा यू आर वेलकम लेट अस कंटिन्यू योर भक्ति शास्त्री भगवद गीता Chapter 15, Purushottama Yoga, the Yoga of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purushottama Yoga. So this is the one of the smallest chapter, only 20 verses. The other one, smallest, is 12th chapter, 20 verses. But the both chapters are most important. Chapter 12 is focusing devotion is the topmost process for conditioned souls for getting the shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. And chapter 15 describes the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, Purushottam, is the object of devotion. Bhagavati Purushottame, right? So, in 14th chapter yesterday, the last verse says, Brahmano Pratishtha Aham. I am the principle of Brahma. Are you Krishna? Human like form in the source of Brahma? This is the question in the Arjuna's mind. Right? And all these gunas, the all three modes of material nature, there's a lot of up and down. Some goes to heaven, some goes to hell. Some live on the earthly planet. the influence of the guna. So Arjuna wanted to know a little more on this, in this respect, and if Brahma is everything, then what about Veda? Ultimately, wherever you go, people say, so Vedas is ultimate knowledge. So, what is about Vedas? So, in the 15th chapter, Krishna is explaining what is the purpose of the Veda, what is in the Veda, what is Brahma, and how these modes entangle everybody and how one can be freed. So, based on these questions in chapter 14, this 15th chapter starts by Krishna himself, and the first six verses of this chapter, the subject matter is with determination getting detached from the temporary illusory reflection of this material world. Is it okay? So, by determination and detachment, we have to detach by determination from temporary illusory reflective material world. So we will discuss today this section. The next section, the verse 7 onward, if we are not going to be detached, then we will be entangled into the repeated birth and death. This will go till verse 11. No. And then really we want to be detached again, then we need the mercy. By the mercy of Krishna. So the other portion, as we do, we will describe what is that. Is it okay? Now that's enough. We will today do six verses. And what is the subject matter of these six verses? With determination. Detachment with determination. Your determination comes by what? Determination comes by what? Anybody, what is the idea? How one can be determined? By? It's a vague term. Determination comes by what? By? One way, we will be determined if we get association of the determined devotees. Those people who are determined, if we associate with them, then we can be determined, okay?
If we trust the process,
then we will take the process. In the science of self-realization, do you have any idea? Prabhupada said determination comes from something. And he gave the example of Mahatma Gandhi. What? Abstaining from the enjoying mentality. Yeah, I mean, this is what I am giving Prabhupada from other part, not in this section, but when we speak of determination, it comes when we are abstaining from the enjoying mentality. Particularly about Gandhi, he said, you know, after that time he was determined to get something done. This Prabhupada gave this example, you know. Determination comes by discrimination. We know what is right and what is wrong, right? And what is the, which faculty is for discrimination? Intelligence. intelligence is for discrimination. Therefore, the word Krishna used, those who are intelligent, they can be detached. So, who are the intelligent? How can one be intelligent? By? Well, mind is below intelligence. How one can? If mind is controlled, so who will control the mind? Intelligence. Actually, intelligence is a driver. Mind is a gear. So, how we get a discriminative intelligence? By? What? Veda. Shastra. Knowledge. Knowledge. By knowledge. Knowledge, we know what is right, what is wrong by knowledge, right? And which guna, in which mode of nature, somebody is very much interested in knowledge? Sato sanjayate jnanam. It's okay? So I'm just giving, when you see words, at least in your mind, you analyze how it works. So, detachment from what? From enjoying spirit. And how many layers of enjoying spirit we have? We have many layers of enjoying spirits. So we will discuss as everything comes on the way. But this definition I am feeling, after reading all the purport, it is a detachment with determination from temporary. Not false, temporary. Reflection. What is the third word I use? Temporary, reflection and? Illusory reflection, yeah. Why it is illusory? Because it is Maya. It's a material nature, it's an illusion. It's okay? Now we will read the first verse. Sri Bhagavan Vacha Urdhva Mula Adhashakam Ashvatam Prahur Avyayam Chandansi Yasya Pranani Yasatam Veda Satcha Veda Vita. First you just look on a prahu. Can you see prahu? Prahu means? Said by whom? Well, here Krishna is saying, but why is he saying prahu? If he is saying, then he will say, I say. Prahu means by the Vedas, by scripture. By scripture and by saintly person, both. It is explained by, it is said by scripture and this scripture and saintly person. Is okay? So this is the meaning of prahu. Is it all right?
Yes.
Because Krishna is speaking this, you know, sometimes, but he's not saying, you know, prahu. Sometimes he refers shastra. In 13th chapter, you have this one verse which says three things. Sadhu, shastra, guru. See, all these three things. 13th chapter, you have this verse? I can show you the verse and then you can know. 13th chapter, this verse is Rishi Virbahuda, verse number 5, 13:5. Rishi Virbahuda Gitam, many rishis are saying, speaking this, number one. Chandobir and Vedas are also saying. So rishis are sadhu and chandas are Vedas. And Krishna is speaking as a guru for Arjuna. So when Krishna is speaking, he is supporting his statement by the sadhu and guru. Can you see this verse?
Yes.
So the verse 5, you have this already noted, and this verse, these two, this this insight of this verse. 13:5. You remember when you discuss these topics? Sometimes we remember, sometimes we may not remember when we teach. But it may come some other time. This is a sadhu shastra. Similarly, in 18th chapter, Krishna will say, some saints say like, some rishis say like this, some say like this, but my opinion is this. So this is, you know, it's Krishna give respect to the shastra, he give respect to the other, you know, philosophers, and but then he gives his own opinion, which is ultimate. You know, this is a standard. You know, Prabhupada made GBC. He was getting opinion from everybody. Okay? Ultimately, he was saying something. This is the right thing to do, but he was giving. You know, this is shastu, sadhu shastra. This is most important. So when he's saying prahu means it is said by the, it is in the scripture and is quoted by shastra. Is it okay? So from where it is in the Upanishad? These even in Bhagavatam there's a. This body is like a tree and this whole material world is like a tree. And who is speaking this? Brahma and Shankar. All the demigods, when they are praying to Lord Krishna, 10th canto, 2nd chapter. And there are different part of the body compared to the tree. And the whole material world is compared to the tree there also. Well, we can find out which verses are there. Is it okay? So prahu is okay? Now, next, urdhva mula. Urdhva means upward. Mula means root. So, roots are upward. Adha shakha. Adha means down. And shakha means branches. And then, ashwatham. Well, ashwatham, Srila Prabhupada has translated banyan tree. Banyan tree, is it okay? It's some sort of banyan tree. Ashwatha. Ashwatha sarva vrikshanam. Is in 10th chapter? 10th chapter Bhagavad Gita? Right? Ashwatha sarva vrikshanam?
Yes.
And what is their translation?
Holy tree.
Well, when Krishna says Ashwatha Sarva Bhutaranam, there Ashwatha means people tree. Because people, Vishnu, represent, people is represented as a Vishnu. So Ashwatha. Banyan, you take banyan as such, which Prabhupada has translated banyan tree, okay? Is it right? There is a tree. This tree is compared to this material world. Roots are up. From where this is originating? From Brahmaji. From Satyalok, coming down. So what is the root? Brahmalok. It's okay? And what is the first branch? From where this is created? Whole material world is created by something. Mat Tattva is first branch. Okay? And then the other branches are up and down. These are different planetary system. Upper branches are the heavenly planet. The lower branches are the humanly planet. And below that, there are the other planets. Okay? These are the branches. So root is up. Is it okay? Urdhva mula. There is a one tree which is imaginary right now. Because by third verse, Krishna will say, you cannot conceive this tree. By your mental faculty, no. Because this has no end, it has no beginning. So you cannot conceptualize this tree by your own effort. Because this, and then Srila Prabhupada writes, how can we imagine this tree? When we see a reflection of the tree at the bank of river. When we are on the bank of river, there's a tree, and then you can see in the water, tree upside down. Is it okay? So you can only imagine like a tree upside down. So where the tree is reflecting? In the water. So this material, tree of the material world is reflecting in what?
Desire.
Who said this? Very good. You read this chapter?
I saw the picture.
You saw the picture where?
There's a plate that shows the material world being reflected in the water of desire.
Yes, that is the answer. It is in the purport. This reflection of the material world is on the desire. Is reflected on the desire. Where is this picture in the book?
Yes.
Very good. Intelligent boy. Is it okay? So, urdhva mula adhashaka ashwatha prahu avyayam. Now we will discuss two words. Prahu we discussed already, right? Scripture and saintly person. Now, banyan tree. Very good. What is the meaning of avyayam? You know, vya means something which is perishable. Avya means imperishable. You know, when we have, say, 100 rupees, we spend something, it's called vya. Vya means spending. So that will be less. Avya means it is imperishable, same. Is any other place where you remember this world in Bhagavad Gita? Fourth chapter? Well, soul is a maybe word avya, but avya word is in fourth chapter, first verse. What is that? Ah, you memorize this verse? Imam vivasvate yogam proktvam aham. Avyayi is there, okay? This is the other way, when you study Bhagavad Gita, you just jump into here and there Bhagavad Gita, you will get so many things similar. And then your knowledge will widen and understand. And what is the meaning of avyayam there?
Imperishable.
And what is the meaning of avyayam here?
Eternal.
Eternal, imperishable, same. Is okay? Now you remember the, now you learn the another meaning of ashwatha. Anybody knows what is the other meaning of ashwatha? Ashwatha. Well, one of the Sanskrit meaning of ashwa means horse. So how can we compare this with the horse? Usually the best horse always stand on three legs and keep one leg up. You have seen the horse is standing? So, the three legs is a three quarter spiritual world, which is eternal. This one fourth is a upper leg of the horse. You know? So, it is one fourth only material world. This is upper one. So, some say, also they put horse in there. But the other meaning given by Vishwat Chavanath Chakravarti Chakur for Ashwata is that which will not last in future. Ashwata means no, shva in future, tomorrow even. And the Russian you call, what you call today? Swadina, what do you call? Swadina, Swadina, what do you call? Shwadina. So shva, this is shva, ashva, shva. Sure, it will not last tomorrow. It means it is temporary. Because next word is avya, which means eternal. So how can you put two together? Now, our acharyas write like this. For those who want to enjoy a material world, it is avya, it is eternal. They will run up and down eternally. But for the devotees, it will not remain tomorrow because they will go back to Godhead. Are you understanding this? This is the meaning our acharyas are extracting from these two words. Is it? Can you grasp this meaning? So Ashwatthama and eternal both together, it refutes Mayavad philosophy. That the word is false. It's not mithya, false. World is not false, right? Because it's avian. Is eternal. But it is Ashwatha, it will not be tomorrow. What it means? It means it is temporary. It is temporary. Temporary and false are a different thing. Temporary means sometime it appears and sometime disappears. You understand? Sometime it appears and sometime disappears. So it manifests and unmanifest. So that is the meaning of eternal as well as Ashwatha. It is eternal but temporary. It's okay? Now, how is anywhere else you can find the word eternal for this material world? What is the other name for the material world? Prakriti. Right? In 13th chapter, there is one verse, Purusha Prakriti Ubhav. What is the word there? Find out. Prakriti Purusha Ubhav Sanatana. Can you find out? 13th chapter. This is the section when there is a description of the Purusha and Prakriti. Kshetra, Kshetragya, Gyan, Gaya, and Purusha and Prakriti. So this must be 20 verses in the range of 20 or something. 18 or 20? 20? Anadi. What is the meaning of Anadi? Beginningless. So, Purusha and Prakriti both are Anadi. Anadi means? No beginning. It means eternal. Is it clear? You put these all things together to understand these two things. Is it okay? And since this is called a tree with the roots up and branches down, and one of the tree means you can cut. Tree, when you say tree, it means it is cuttable. You can cut it. Is it okay? Now come to the line 3. Chandansi. Chandansi means Vedic hymns. Vedic hymns. Yasya means of this tree. Of this tree, banyan tree, Ashwath tree. Pranani means leaves. Pranani means leaves. So Vedic hymns are the leaves of this tree. Is it okay? Which looks very nice. If the tree has no leaves, what type of tree? Do you like that tree without leaves? It's a naked tree, right? Nobody likes the tree without leaves. Which means if people are not following Vedic traditions and they are naked, what do you think? In material world, if we are not following Vedic guidelines, then it is without tree, without a leaf. Is it okay? What do you think, Valdimir? No leaves to the tree is a naked tree, right? This is one aspect. So these hymns are actually decorating this world. Vedic, there's a rules and regulation because of that. So we follow some system. The other meaning is, only you recite the Vedic hymns, but don't know the purpose of the Vedas, then it is all karmakand. Only flowery language of the Vedas. And what is this verse in second chapter? Idam pushpitam vacham prabadanti vipaschita veda vada rata aparat. So there is meaning of this. This only I recite Vedic, but what is the purpose of Veda? No. Only knowing leaves, only rims is not enough. So what is the last line? Yes, Veda. Veda here means knows. one who knows Veda, sa Veda Vita, he is the knower of the Veda. One who knows this tree, he is the knower of Veda. He is the knower of Veda. Is it okay? He is knower of the Veda means, who is actually the purpose to be known by Veda, we will know in this chapter 15. Vaidesya sarver ahameva vedyo. By all Vedic knowledge, I, Krishna says, is supposed to be known. Is it okay? Now, who has a microphone near? Whoever has a microphone near, read the translation. Yes.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is said that there is an imperishable banyan tree.
Imperishable banyan tree. Which is imperishable word in this verse? Avyaya. See, here imperishable and abo is eternal. Both are same. Is it okay? Right? This is the other way you analyze your, when you read translation. Do a little exercise of maybe 5 minutes and give really prayer to Prabhupada for his all hard work of giving word to word meaning. You see the word in translation and look for the word in the verse and put it there. You do little this exercise. This will increase your vocabulary. This will, you feel very, you know, enlivened that I understand actually what is this. If you read like a parrot, you will never feel, you know, what's called taste for this. You will never develop taste for this. What next line?
That has its roots upward.
Which is the verse, root upward? Urdhva Moola, right? Yes.
And branches down,
Adha Shakha. Very good. Then?
And whose leaves are the Vedic hymns.
Chandansi Yasya Pranani. Okay, yes. Then?
One who knows this tree is
the Lord. Saveda Saveda Vitha. Okay, one who knows the Vedas, knows the?
One who knows this tree is the knower of the Veda.
He knows the Veda. One who knows this tree knows the Veda. Okay? This is the translation. Is it all right? Now, Srila Prabhupada's purport, first line. Prabhupada is speaking to you. What about Veda? Can you see? Read the first paragraph of the purport. Who has the microphone near? Yes, our L.A. boy. Brahmachari L.A. boy, read the first paragraph.
After the discussion of the importance of Bhakti Yoga, one may question, what about the Vedas? As explained in this chapter, the purpose of Vedic study is to understand Krishna.
Okay, bhakti, whose bhakti? Veda guide us to do devotional service to whom? So here, this chapter is focusing us to do devotional service of the Krishna. And where we will find this statement? In verse 15. This statement Prabhupada has given right here. But it will come in verse 15. Okay? 15. 15th chapter, 15th verse is Vaidesha Sarver Aham Eva Vidyo. That is the verse. Is okay? Now, next.
Therefore, one who is in Krishna consciousness, who is engaged in devotional service, already knows the Vedas.
So, what now Srila Prabhupada is making? Easier for the devotees to be satisfied that there is no separate endeavor to read Vedas. Because the purpose of the Veda is Krishna and we are doing Krishna consciousness, so it is already achieved. Is it okay? So it means one should not be unnecessarily entangled into the Vedic rituals. Is it okay? Next. Next line. Right. Next para. This is what we just discussed. What is that? Avyaya is for the? Those who are into karma kand, fruitive activities. Okay. Now the other one line. Okay.
He wanders from one verse to another.
Which means he goes from the heaven to the earth. Okay.
To another. The tree of this material world has no end, and from what means set us to this dream, there is no possibility of liberation. The Vedic hymns made for eliminating oneself are called leaves of this dream. The trees grow upward because they begin from where Brahma is located, the topmost planet of this universe. If one can understand this indestructible tree of illusion, then one can get out of it.
Illusion, if a tree of illusion, okay? He will get, if he knows, then he can get out of it. So only, you know, some part is discussed in this para. What is part discussed in this para? If we are still want to enjoy this world, then this material world will continue forever. It is not easy to get out of it. It's okay? So we should understand this is illusory, then we can get out of it. Now next para. So only one thing you, for your, where is the root? Brahma Lok, from the Brahma. Because other place Prabhupada will say, if you count my father, your father, your father, ultimately you reach to the Brahma. Because we all came from Brahma, is it okay? And then you go beyond Brahma then? Brahma came from Garbhodakshay Vishnu, right? And then Garbhodakshay Vishnu came from Sankrishna. And Sankrishna came from Balaram, and Balaram came from Krishna. So we'll reach to Krishna ultimately. So Prabhupada will write this. Is it okay? Now next para.
This process of extrication should be understood.
This process of?
Extrication.
Extrication means cutting down. Means dissociating from this material world. Extrication means dissociation. Okay? Okay, this process of extrication should be understood. Okay.
In the previous chapters, it has been explained that there are many processes by which to get out of the material entanglement. And up to the 13th chapter, we have seen that devotional service to the Supreme Lord is the best way.
So, what are the different? This Prabhupada has read some. Just read something. Can you meditate on this? In the previous chapters, it has been explained that there are many processes by which to get out of the material entanglement. What are the processes? Well, yoga letters, a gradual process is there. So what are the different processes? One process in 13th chapter was to know what is Khetra, what is Khetragya, to know what is Gyan, what is Gaya, to know what is Purush, what is Prakriti. Okay? This is what we discuss in this chapter. So this is what this, what is this called? Kshetra, Kshetragya, Vibhaga, Yoga. What are the three words there? Purusha, Prakriti and Enjoyer. Right? The name, what is the name of the chapter? 13? Huh? Name of the 13th chapter? Purusha, Prakriti and Enjoyer. Nature, Enjoyer and Consciousness.
But how is this English translation?
Huh?
This English translation of name of 13th chapter, how connected with Sanskrit?
Kshetra, Kshetragya, it's called Kshetra, Kshetragya, Vibhaga, Yoga. Prakriti, this is called Prakriti, Purusha. No, what I am saying, there by this knowledge of the field of activities and knower of the field, and the two knowers. So there is one process. Then 14th chapter, the other process. By bhakti, we can overcome all the modes of material nature. In 13th chapter, how we can, where is the bhakti in 13th chapter? Any verse in 13th chapter which focuses to the bhakti, Prabhupada writes, by 13th chapter there is a devotional service suggested.
26.
What is 26? Read this 26. Find out. Hare Krishna. Oh, where is my attendant sheet? Is roaming around? Which is, where is bhakti? Prakriti, Purusha, huh? Bhankat, huh? There actually it is a He is seer. Most of the time is a seer in the 13th chapter, right? I can tell you where is this, okay? Where is this? I tell you where the word is jnana. And the jnana, bhakti, what is the word there? The 8, 9, 10, 11 verses. The 18 items of the knowledge. And which is most important in that? Bhakti yogena. Maicha ananyena bhakti yogena and acharya upasanam. So where in 30 chapter? Prabhupada has written one line. If you don't really meditate on that, it means you are not reading the purport, right? Can you see now the line? What is Prabhupada said? By 13th chapter we know bhakti. So where is bhakti in 13th chapter? We got the bhakti in 13th chapter? Which verse? 11. 11, right? Ananya bhakti yogena. And whole purport Prabhupada says, this is the most important item in the jnana. Right? And which is the next important item in the jnana? Acharya upasanam. Right? Is it okay? Now this line is clear in purport. Here every word in purport of Srila Prabhupada is, if you dive deep, it is a mine of gold. It is a gem. If you don't really dive in, then you will never. Then today I have seen so many things which for the last 35 years I never noticed, which are now in the lines. So every time it is ever new. So now what is the next line? Read next line. This is actually I'm training you how to study. I'm not just going to whitewash and go finish this verse. I just only one verse I will do this experiment with you to learn how to do this. Right? You try, you will learn. So what is next?
Now the basic principle of devotional service is detachment from material activities and attachment to the transcendental service of the Lord.
This is the most important two lines in this purport. Now the process of detachment from material world and attachment to transcendental service of the Lord. Is it okay? This two line is a key point. Detachment from the world, but attachment to the Lord. Both are needed. One is negative, one is positive. Right? Is it all right? This is most important two lines. Okay. Next, the process of breaking attachment to this material world is discussed in the beginning of this chapter. In the beginning of this chapter means it is coming by the verse 15. By the verse number 4. By verse number 3. Asanga shadrena dridena chitva. So Prabhupada has just given beforehand. It is in this, okay? In this, the process of breaking attachment to the material world is discussed in the beginning of this chapter. The root of this material existence grows upward. This is okay. This means that it begins from the total material substance. What is total material substance? Mat tattva. So this immediately, it is a first branch. Total material substance is mat tattva. Is it okay? All this is, you have to meditate on each word. Right? From the topmost planet, universe, okay. From there, the whole universe is expanded with so many branches representing the various planetary system. What are the branches? Upper planetary system, middle planetary system, lower planetary system. Ultimately, how many planetary system we know? There are two divisions. One is upper, middle and lower, three. and one is 14. 14 planetary systems, material world. One universe is 14. And there are unlimited such universes. So from the lowest planet, Patal, to the topmost, Brahma's planet, they are 14 in number. So it's like this whole material world is 14-story building. We are living on the 7th floor. Yeah. It says, some are below us and some are above us. Is it okay? Right, now there are two important, this is very important, I put it as a question. Okay. The fruit represented by the result of the living entity's activities, namely, so what are the fruits of this tree? The fruits of this tree are four words. Today, this morning, we discussed in Bhakti, Rasamrita Sindhu. What are these? Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Is it okay? All they are material, in one sense, because it's a material tree. These are fruits. These four words, are they sitting in your mind? What is the first? Religiosity. Why we should practice religiosity is a question. Why dharma? Dharma for what? I want to be religious. Why? That I should get artha for money? That is not Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam says dharma apavargasya. You practice religious life for apavarga. You know apavarga? Who apavarga means liberation. Apavarga means, so the practice of religiosity is for liberation, is not for economical development. It's okay? Then why, for what economical development? Earth for what? For a sense enjoyment? Earth, after earth is a calm? Is we need earth, we need money for sense enjoyment? What is your question?
For eternal rest.
Sorry?
We practice Rasu Dharma for eternal rest.
The dharma is for upvarga, which means liberation.
They search
to be liberated from the material world. Dharma is for liberation. Upvarg and pavarg is in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Pavarg is pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. Pa means hard work. Pa, pa, pa. Hard work. Pa, pa is so much that you have foam from your mouth. Ba means always fearful. And ma means death. So this word is like pavarg, but we want to go to upvarg, means free from death, liberation. Is okay? And earth is for dharma. If you have money, you use it for the purpose of dharma, not for enjoyment. And then enjoyment is for what? Kama is for what? Kama jivana nirvaha. You should desire just to maintain your life, soul and body together. Jivan means life. So we should desire to live. You understand? By, for living, soul and body together. Then the question comes, why we live? Why we live? Jivana tattva jigyasa. We are living to know what is the essence, tattva. Tattva jigyasa. And what is tattva? Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti, Shabdeti, that is Tattva. This is a Bhagavatam. I am speaking Bhagavatam. So these four words has a also devotional meaning. But here the meaning is, these are the fruits of the material religiosity is, we are religious, we are following Vedic rituals. Then we will get economical benefit, which is not the purpose of the dharma. But 99% people come in the temple for, I worship you, Supreme Lord. I follow the religious principle. Give me some facilities, some material benefit, right? So dharma, artha means economical development. Kama means sense enjoyment, and moksha means liberation. Liberation. So people have forgotten two completely. First, dharma and moksha people have forgotten. Nobody follow the rules of religion. Nobody want to be liberated. Only they are interested in two things now. Where is money and where is enjoyment? You understand this? Now, even they have forgotten two more things. The first and last they have forgotten. They are only fighting on the two things. Is it clear? Economical development and sense enjoyment. This is only the purpose of the whole civilization now. So the fruits of this tree, what are the fruits of the tree? It's a good question. What are the fruits of the tree of this? What is the fruits of the banyan tree of material nature? These are the four fruits Prabhupada has given. And from where he has given? From the Bhagavatam. It's okay? Read the next line, next para.
Now there is no ready experience in this world of a tree situated with its branches down and its roots upward. But there is such a thing. That tree can be found beside a reservoir of water. We can see that the trees on the bank reflect upon the water with their branches down and roots up. In other words, the tree of this material world is only a reflection of the real tree of the spiritual world.
Okay, now this one line is important. Prabhupada first giving example where you can have this experience of the tree up and down. But then Prabhupada is saying it's a reflection of the original spiritual world. So material world is a reflection of a spiritual world. You have seen sometime, we don't have much time here, you have to perform some drama. There is one drama on this devotee perform. There is a tree, mango tree, at the bank of river. And a foolish person, the mango is in the tree, is reflecting in the water, and he's jumping all the time in the water to catch the mango. But there's no mango down. So every time he go down, he gets suffocated, come out, in mango, again goes there. Ultimately, some saintly person on the bank, he said, what are you doing? He said, I am trying to catch this mango. He said, mango is not here. It's reflecting. See, mango is here in the tree. Can you see the tree? Mango is here. It's not there. You come, I will give you mango. So they perform the drama, devotees perform this drama to show this material world is a reflection of a spiritual world. What we see here, everything is there. But here it is reflected, unperverted reflection. Not real reflection, but perverted reflection. So sometimes you see in somebody's house we go, on the table there are nice fruits, but they are all imitation fruits. You can only see, you cannot eat. You understand? It looks very nice to the eyes, but you cannot really relish it. So this material world is actually like... There's another word used for this material world generally in some other places. What is that word? Mrgatrishna. You know Mrgatrishna? Mirage. You know mirage in English? Mirage? No? Mirage... You know mirage, okay? Mirage are in a Sanskrit, Mrgatrishna. Deer in a desert, hot sun, sees water there. Run for the water, there's no water there. Run more, no water there. Water appears to be that distance away. Ultimately exhausted and die. In this world, we think I will be happy next day. The next day the happiness is again that far away. You understand this? What the Prabhupada used to give one example for that. Anybody remember this? What is that? No, the other example Prabhupada used to give, wonderful example. Yes?
Is it the duck following the
boat? Huh?
The duck that follows the bull?
No. That is also good. Duck follow the bull. That is also good, but a man riding on a donkey or horse, he want to run the horse fast. What he used to do? He put a stick And on the stick, he put a carrot in front of the eyes of the donkey. So donkey think, I am going to eat this carrot. So he run fast. But carrot is 5 inches away from his mouth. He run fast. By the time he reached to the destination, men get down, eat himself carrot, and give the 2 sticks on the back of the donkey. That is what we are doing. I will enjoy. But ultimately, death will come and give us kick and take away everything. So this carrot never, the donkey never get the carrot. This is the meaning of reflection, I'm saying. So there are different reasons. You know, in a mirror you can see a whole world there. But it is not a real world. Right? So that is the meaning of reflection, okay? Okay, next. We have to complete this purport quickly, huh?
This reflection of the spiritual world is situated on desire, just as tree's reflection is situated on water.
Yes, this is the where, what is the reflection of material world is on?
Desire.
Desire of the? And today what we discuss about the desire is, what is desire? Sin. Desire is bijam. Bija is a seed. And this seed is due to? Ignorance, avidya. So ultimately, is all false. Avidya. Right, okay?
Desire is the cause of things being situated in this reflected material light. One who wants to get out of this material existence must know the tree thoroughly through analytical study. Then he can cut off this relationship with it.
So first know and then cut the relationship with the tree. Okay, next. Yes, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
This tree, being the reflection of the real tree, is an exact replica. Everything is there in this spiritual world. The impersonalists take Brahman to be the root of this material tree, and from the root, according to Sankhya philosophy, come Prakriti, Purusha, Bhem, the three gunas, then the five gross elements, Pancha Mahabhuta, then the ten senses, Dasanendriya, mind, etc.
What is this? This is creation. This is the description of the creation according to Sankhya philosophy, according to the analytical knowledge. Because what Prabhupada said, if you know thoroughly by analysis, right? You ended, the purpose you ended, Prabhuji, that in a thorough analysis. So Prabhupada is doing thorough analysis now according to the Sankhya. That what, how it is coming, five elements, this is the creation of this tree, okay?
In this way, the divide of the whole material world into 24 elements. If Brahman is the center of all manifestation, then this material world is a manifestation of the center by 180 degrees, and the other 180 degrees constitute the spiritual world.
This is just like something is there and this is upside down. It's like a circle, half is up and half is down, like that. It's okay?
The material world is perverted reflection, so the spiritual world must have the same variegatedness. But in reality, the Prakriti is the external energy of the Supreme Lord, and the Purusha is the Supreme Lord Himself. And that is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Since this manifestation is material, it is temporal. A reflection is temporal, for it is sometimes seen and sometimes not seen. But the origin from whence the reflection is reflected is eternal.
So who is that eternal? Purusha. Original world. Sorry, reflection of the original world is eternal. This is temporary. Sometime appear, sometime disappear. It means the spiritual world never disappear. There is no creation in the spiritual world. Though no maintenance, no annihilation. It is eternal. Material world appear and disappear. Is okay? Okay.
The material reflection of the real tree has to be cut off. When it is said that a person knows the Vedas, it is assumed that he knows how to cut off attachment to this material world.
Well, this is a very merry another sentence. One who knows Veda, what is the meaning of this? If somebody asks, one who knows Veda, what is the meaning of this? The meaning is how to cut our relationship with this material world. There is the line. Can you note this line carefully? One who knows Veda means it is assumed that he knows how to cut off the attachment to this material world. What it means, you cannot cut the tree, but you can cut your attachment to the tree. Is it okay? You cannot cut the tree, but you cut your relationship with the tree. You understand this thing? Tree will stay here forever because it is eternal. But you have to cut your attachment to this tree. Is it okay? Okay, finish this quickly.
If one knows that process, he actually knows the Vedas. One who is attracted by the ritualistic formulas of the Vedas is attracted by the beautiful green leaves of the tree. He does not exactly know the purpose of the Vedas. The purpose of the Vedas as disclosed by the personality of Godhead himself is to cut down this reflected tree and attain the real tree of the spiritual world.
So, okay, this first verse we have finished. Now, quickly, second word. Adhascha urdhvam pratistastasya shaka. Guna pravardha vishya pravala. Adhascha mulani anusantatani. Karmanu bandhini manushya loke. So last line, first you focus 1 minute on last line. Karmanu bandhini manushya loke. It means right of performance of the karma is only for the human beings. All other species are automatically promoted. They are called bhoga yoni. Only human being and on this planet earth is called karma bhumi. You understand this? Karma means action. Is only for human beings, not for dog, not for cat, not for lion. They have nothing to do. They have no karma. They are simply enjoying the result of their karma. All other species are enjoying or suffering the result of their action. Only human is on this human, on this planet Earth, can cut down this cycle of karma. No other place it is possible. Is it okay? Karmanu bandhini manushya loke. By karma, everybody is bound in manushya loke. If we cut that cycle, we can cut. Nowhere else we can cut this. Now, the other things are adhascha urdhvam prathastas shaka. Now, little more information given. Some branches are going up, going or down. Some branches are going up, some branches are going down of this tree. This is the first line. Second line, guna pravardha. Oh, what is the water? For this tree needs some water. We need, you know, every tree needs some water for growing, right? So what is the water for this material tree? Say guna pravardha. Watering process is by three modes of material nature. So it is the three modes of material nature that water this tree. Is it okay? Guna pravardha means watering by three modes of material nature. Vishya pravalaha. Pravala means, you know, the shoots. They're very soft at the top. The newly growing leaves, they are called vishya. Vishya means sense object. Sense object. Pravalaha. Pravalaha, the leaves, the senses. For the senses, the sense object in this, and modes is a watering process by three modes. And the sense object are the shoots, the Prabhupada says, Vishya, Pravala. These are the name used for the growing, new growing leaves, very soft new growing leaves. Adasya Mulani Antusan, and some roots are going down. And they are binding people in the karma in the Manushya Loka. Now read the translation of this verse. Next microphone translation, Prabhu.
The branches of this tree extend downward and upward. Nourished by the three modes of material nature.
So what are upward and down? What are downward? Human beings and animals. Okay? Downward branches are human beings and animals, is right? And upward branches are demigods and Gandharvas. Is it okay? How is that? All right, you cannot know this, but in a third canto, Bhagavatam, 10th chapter, full, it says, well, human being is number, say, demigod, then, well, Gandharva, Kinnara, Bhuta, they are all above us. We are lower. Animal and human are low in a creation. So the upper branches means demigods, Gandharva, Siddha, Charana, all these. And lower branches are human beings and animals, which are on the earth. Okay? Is it okay? Okay, these are two branches. Next.
The twigs are object of the senses. This tree also has roots going down, and these are bound to the fruitive action of human society.
Yes. The tree is nourished by water, and this tree is nourished by the three modes of material nature. Sometimes we find that, now this is very important. This is very, Prabhupada has written few lines, but there is a lot of depth in these lines. Can you see this? What is the next? Meditate on these lines I am just reading, okay? As a tree is nourished by the water, so this tree is nourished by the three modes of material nature, full stop. Sometimes we find that a tract of land is barren for want of sufficient water. And sometimes a tract is very green. Similarly, where particular mode manifest material nature are proportionately greater in quantity, the different species of life are manifested accordingly. Can you understand this? It's very interesting. These lines appear very normal, right? Prabhupada gave first two examples. Barren land, no water. More land, green. Right? So sometime there are people with mode of goodness. You can get very, sometime the population increases in a higher planetary system. People mode of patient. Now so many people mode of patient coming back on this planet. There is overpopulation here appears. It's not that there's overpopulation. It is the souls, because of their modes, are populating certain areas according to the proportion of the modes. Can you understand this now? Sometimes somebody asks me, there's a population is increasing on this planet. Actually, I asked him, what is your profession? He said, well, I have the department which control malaria. Malaria. Mosquitoes. I said, have you controlled? He said, mosquitoes are growing and growing. I said, what do you do? He said, we kill mosquitoes. I said, it won't solve your problem. He said, why? He said, because all the people who are sucking the blood of the business, they die and they become mosquito. You kill some and other will come back. You understand the philosophy? Prabhupada told this to Tamal Krishna Goswami. Tamal Krishna Goswami, he used to go every day to the Bombay court for court case. And he has to wait, so he was sitting on some wooden table, outside bench. and there were bad bugs in that wooden table. So Maharaj was coming with red spot and pain. He said, Prabhupada, I am sitting on these benches outside the court and waiting, and there are bad bugs eating. He said, don't sit on these benches. All these advocates, they die and they become bad bug. He said, all these advocates and liars, because they extract money from the people, so they die and they become bad bug. Still they are extracting blood. You understand what I'm saying? So this population is not increasing because why the population is increasing? My answer is because people are not going back to Godhead. The lower species are automatically promoted and coming to the human life, and human are not going up. What can we do? There will be overcrowding here. Right? So the solution is not family planning. You know, the bitch gives 5 puppies, but no dogs are increasing. Right? Why only you have 1 son, still the population is increasing? Why? So this is Bhakti Shastri say, you are 30 students, you all pass, then next time the other will come. But if you say, only 10 say we will pass, and others say we don't pass, then next year they will come here, then they will be 20 plus 30 more. So there will be overcrowding automatically, right? So nobody is going to back to Godhead, and everybody is coming from lower species to the human life. So there will be overcrowding naturally in the human society. So what is the solution? Solution is, Prabhupada said, give us chance to do Harinam Kirtan and let them die, go back to Godhead, then there will be less population here. What is the problem? So it was so simple. Right? So what this line says, sometime the mode of goodness prominent, then the people like demigods, they are good, nice people, they are sometime mode of passion predominate, and the people are greedy on this planet, and sometimes mode of ignorance is so prominent, there are people only, you know, quarreling. So why are the different people in different proportion in different part of the world? Because of the influence of the different modes. Because this is a watering process, so somewhere it is barren land, all the third class people. Why? Because there is a mode of ignorance there. So these 3 lines are so interesting. Only when I was reading here in lunch hour, this line actually stuck in my mind. What a wonderful explanation Prabhupada has given. Different proportion according to the different mode of nature we can see in a different part of the world and in different planetary systems. Is it okay? Next. Then the rest. Well, last line, you just most important is the last line. Can you see the last line of this purport? What is the last line of the purport? This planet of the human being is considered the field of activities. What is field of the activities? What is called field of activities? Karma Kshetra. You know, field means, what is the purpose of field? Field means the land. What is the purpose of field? To cultivate. Okay? And who is cultivating? Farmer. So spirit soul is a farmer. And this planet is a field where he cultivates which seed? Karma. Seed of his karma, action he is planting. So he will get the result. Either good to go to the heaven or bad to go to the hell. So this is only the field when you can cultivate the seed of karma. There nowhere else there is a field of activity. Only other places are like enjoyment. You understand this thing? So it's simple. In heaven, you go to the heaven, you cannot do any activity there. Only you enjoy their pious activities. But then when they are over, get out. Is it okay? Okay, now the two verses. This is what this first verse tells. Don't try to find out this tree where it begin, where it end. It's not possible. You cannot conceive this. So what do you do? Don't try to find out, get out. Don't try to find out, get out. Most of the people waste time to find out from where this tree, for how this material world is functioning. Prabhupada says, get out of this. So, it's not necessary to know how it functions. It's better to get out of it. Sometimes people say, how we came in this world? Where we were? So Prabhupada, somebody asked this question. Prabhupada says, you are sitting under a tree. Some snake fall on your lap. Will you hold the snake and ask from where you came, my dear friend? Where you are going? What you will do? You throw the snake and get out. Why you are wasting time from where I came? Just you get out from here. Don't waste time on the things which are useless and wasting your time. Is it okay? So, now read the two verses. Narupam asya tato plabhyate nam to na chadar na cha sampratishtha ashvathamayanam swirodamulam asanga shastrena drude na chitva. Tatapadam tatapari margitavyam yasmin gatana nivartante bhuya. Tameva chadyam purusham prapadye yataha pravarti prasrita prani prasrita prani. So these two verses, the first verse is to get detached and the next verse is to get attached. So one is to get out and second is where to go. Is okay? So first two lines of the verse says, there is no beginning, there is no end, where it is there, you cannot conceive this here. It's not conceivable. Is okay? Then he says, the root is very strong. Then he says, last line, Krishna says, asaṁ śastrena jidraḍena chitvā. Cut this with determination and detachment. With determination and detachment, cut this. You cut your relation, you cannot cut the root. The root is very strong. I cut myself from this tree, where I go? Get out of the prison, where I go? Then say, tatapadam, go to that destination. Yata parimargitavyam, go to that place and search. What I search there? Yashmin gatana nevartante bho. Where you go, never come back. Go, find out that place. Search that place where you go, never you come back. Tameva chadyam purusham prapade. And take shelter of the Supreme Person there. Yatha pravarti, from where all this is coming. Prasarta Purani, from the time immemorial, is the original source. Go there. So translation goes, the real form of this tree cannot be perceived in this world. Okay? No one can understand where it ends, where it begins, where is its foundation is. Okay? But with determination, one should cut down this strongly rooted tree with the weapon of detachment. Thereafter, seek that place from which, having gone, one never returns, and there surrender to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom everything began, and from whom everything has extended since the time immemorial. Purani. Purani means from time immemorial. Is it okay? How can we cut this? Detachment with determination. How can we do that? So you, can you go to the line 5? Yet one has to find out the cause. Well, this is, I am Sannab, this we discuss this, is okay? Garbo Dakshay Vishnu, this is all right, okay, all right? We discuss this. How can one find out the root of this tree, the Supreme Personality? Now, this is Prabhupada is giving the hint. How we can do that? One has to search out the origin. Can you find this line?
Yes.
One has to search out the origin of this tree, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, through the association of persons, devotees. Okay? Who are in a knowledge of that Supreme Personality of the Godhead. So how can we really know the ultimate source? The ultimate source is Supreme Lord. And that we can know only by associating with the devotees. And which devotees? Who are in the knowledge of that Supreme Lord. Those who knows that, okay? Then by understanding, one becomes gradually detached from this false reflection of reality. And by the knowledge, one can cut off. Knowledge means? Yeah. What the word used here is? Asanga Shastrena. So which is the weapon by which we cut the tree? Asanga. Asangatha means detachment. And here the Prabhupada used the word, and by the knowledge one can cut off the connection and actually become situated in a real tree. Here the cutting is by knowledge. We discussed in the beginning of the class knowledge, can you know? Discrimination comes from knowledge. You know, discrimination comes from knowledge. So it is Jnana Shastrena. Another place it says Jnana Shastrena. By the weapon of knowledge cut this tree. Asanga Shastrena, and then some other places a Jnana. So now as an association of the devotees will help us to cut the relationship with this tree. Our root means karma. Cycle of karma. Actually, what we cut now? Cycle of karma. It means enjoying mentality. We have to cut the enjoying mentality. And we should develop service mentality in association of devotees to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now the second, detachment, there are two reasons. Prabhupada is giving two reasons how we can be detached. The word asang is very important in this connection. Because the attachment for sense enjoyment and lording it over the material nature is very strong. This is the root, Sviruda Mulang. What is the Sviruda Mulang? What is the strong attachment? Enjoying and lording it over. Okay? Now, therefore, one must learn detachment by number one. You put number one. One should learn detachment by number one, discussion of spiritual science based on authoritative scriptures. This is number one. Is it okay?
Yes.
So which is the authoritative scripture? Bhagavad Gita. Right? Well, discuss. Discuss means you cannot discuss alone. It means you need some person, right? Discussion means some person. Is it okay? So second thing for asanga or detachment is number two. What is number two? and one must hear from persons who are actually in the knowledge. So, discuss Shastra, number one. Number two, from the bona fide devotees who are in a real understanding. Is okay? What these two things will give us? Discussion from the devotees will give us what? Knowledge. By that knowledge, we will detach from this tree of the illusion, illusory reflection. Is it okay? So this number one and two put on these lines, these two. How one we can detach? You found these two lines?
Yes.
Lalita? You found these two, how to get detached? By discussion. What we are doing now? Discussion. This is what discussion is. And what we are using authoritative scripture, Bhagavad Gita. Right? And you are all student of Bhakti Shastri. You are all intelligent students. So we are discussing in a group of devotees to understand, to develop this knowledge, to cut the relationship. Is it okay? Right. As a result of such discussion in the association of devotees, one comes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the first thing one must do is surrender to Him. Now Prabhupada is giving a simple method. First, this knowledge is really very difficult. Now we know who is Supreme Lord Krishna. Then simply you do one thing, surrender. Then Krishna will take all responsibility. Simply surrender. And then you immediately remember this verse from 7th chapter. It's very difficult to be free from this material nature. Devi esh gunamai mam maya durtaya. And then how can we again be free immediately? Ye mam prapadyante maya metan tarantite. So this one line is easy to get out from here simply by surrender. Otherwise it's not possible. So what devotee association and scripture will give us? Knowledge of the Supreme Lord and how to surrender. And how to surrender is the next verse. Okay, what is other thing in this world? In this purport? The description of the place where having gone will never return back to this false reflection tree given here. The Supreme Personality regarded Krishna as the original root from which everything has emanated. So Srila Prabhupada is acting here as the person who is in knowledge. And he is discussing in the purport Bhagavad Gita. So actually he is giving us the association through his purports. So he is giving directly Krishna as Supreme Personality regarded. Don't do research in Vedas. Just take it seriously. Are you getting it at this point? And what we should do? Hearing and chanting. So, automatically we will be detached if we attach to Krishna. One must surrender to Krishna. As soon as one surrender unto Krishna, one becomes detached automatically from material. There's no separate endeavor. Anybody has a practical experience of this thing? You just surrender to Krishna, you are automatically detached. You know, no separate endeavor. You know, so many people trying to give up the intoxication, going to hospital, spending so much money, not able to give up. You come to the temple, chant Hare Krishna, eat prasad, and then the intoxication run away from you. You try to catch, it will run away. Automatically you give up. You know, I said, this is a very good experience we all have. These things will never come near to you. This is the first characteristic of devotional service. What is that? Klesha ghani. All these bad things go immediately from us. Immediately detach. That's one simple process. You just take the process, it automatically works. There's no need for a separate endeavor. Now the most important verse. Read this verse. Nirmana moha jita sanga dosha adhyatma nitya vinivarta kama dvendvair vamukta sukha dukha sangai gacchanti amura mavyayanta. And Srila, the translation, very simple. Those who are free from the false prestige is nirman. Nir means no, man means false prestige. And this is the first item of knowledge. Amanitvam, in 13th chapter, the first item of knowledge is Amanitvam Adam Dhitvam Ahimsa Shantir. So Amanitvam means no desire for false prestige. And Mahaprabhu's teaching is Tranadapisanitena Tarorapisan Amanina. Amanina. Same thing, Amanina. Nirman is Amanina. It's okay? Why one is not really becoming free from false ego? Why is not becoming Amanina? Next word. Nirmana Moha. Because of the illusion. Because of illusion, he is not able to be free from Amanitvam. Is it okay? Nirmana Moha, number one. And this, where is this? Oh, this is in our purport. One, two, three, four. Books are different. Pride is due to illusion. Can you see this very? Can you see this line? Pride is due to illusion. Can you see this in your purport? Say, almost in the ninth or tenth line.
Yes.
So this is nirman is equal to moha. Is because of moha. Is it okay? Moha means illusion. Is it right? So these two lines you write. Lalita Chaki, you found this line? Oh, somebody can help her to find? Oh, our friend, French, no? Pride is due to illusion. But there is a lot more down, but these two lines, can you find out? Find in your book these lines first. Well, then this is the first nirmana moha. You put, say, how Prabhupada has put nirmana moha together. Everything is connected with other. You found it? Everybody found this? Now you found, Lalita? No? Found it? What about you, Tiwari? Tiwari, ball. Hey, Japanese guria. It's okay? So, nirmana, moha. Now, jit sang dosha. What is the meaning of jit sang dosha? Jit means conquer. Sang means association. And dosha means faulty association. So, what is faulty association that we have to conquer? Now, this is... You go to the purport next page, but before you go to the next page, I just jit sang dosha you find, you will not like it, but you'd go it there. You go to the next page and you see it is Prabhupada is writing scientifically. Can you see, find out this word, when one is freed from such false notion?
Yes.
He becomes free from all false association. Number one, familial. Number two, social. Number three, national affection. Can you see this?
Yes.
You find this? Okay, you try, it takes time, you read, you'll find. These faulty association means sangha dosha. Faulty means dosha, and association means sangha. Bind one to this material world. Can you find, are you satisfied with these two lines? Are you looking like this many any time? In your purple heavy, are you trying to look like this? No. But everything is there. Right? What do you think, Vladimir? Everything is there? But I was giving class on this verse in Bahrain, Jitsang Dosha. When I was giving class, I was, what is Sangha? Sangha? Somehow I said it's a, like lust, greed, all these things, different things, but this is there, but it's not coming in mind. Only I just notice and put it 1, 2, 3. So there are wonderful things Prabhupada has given us, and we have to really dive and get the diamonds. They are right there, everything is there. But we can, it's very difficult to conquer familial, social and national. It's very difficult. Any verse in Bhagavatam you remember? Anybody who consider the land of my birth? Yes. Give him microphone. He is our Panditji. Vladimir Panditji. Yes. Hare Krishna. Complete yajna by our Vladimir Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Which from where this verse is from where? Kodapidhat Trike, where is there from? Which canto, which chapter? 1084. Oh, 1084-39. This is in Kurukshetra. The sages, Krishna and the sages, this is discussing this thing. Very good. Okay, Hare Krishna. So he is a good example and inspiration for other devotees really to memorize some verses. Our Russian, now South Korean Vladimir can do that. Then why can't you do, Govinda? Why can't you do? You try. You take shelter of this Vladimir, get his blessing. Prabhupada's shelter, but Vladimir is a good inspiration, right? He knows all these verses, it's good. He's a good student for Bhakti Shastri. Ready reference, good. Is it okay? Now we have only finished the first line of the verse, Nirmana Moha Jit Sang Dosha. Adhyatma Nitya is most key word from my understanding in this verse. Adhyatma Nitya means we can only accomplish this if we are practicing devotional service regularly. Adhyatmik means devotional service. Nitya means regularly. If we practice devotional service regularly, continuously, then it is possible to accomplish this. You know, Adhyatma Nitya is very key word. It's not once a while we do some ritualistic Vedic sacrifice. Now is a 9 days Durga Puja, and then 6 months we are doing the what puja? Rupiya puja. So this is not, this won't work. Adhyatma Nitya. Adhyatma Nitya means? Say, Srila Prabhupada writes, after this stage one can develop spiritual knowledge. This is Adhyatmik Nitya. Cultivate knowledge of what is actually his own and what is actually not his own. What is this? What is this cultivation of knowledge? What is his own and what is not his own? What is your own and what is not your own? Only Krishna is our own. And this, nothing of this world is our own. Is it okay? Who is our own? The one who always accompanies us is our own. Suhirda, he is always with us. So who is our own? Krishna is our own. He's our everything. He's ready to be everything. So this is a discriminative knowledge. Who is our own and who is not our own? All these different nationalities we have in different lifetimes. Different parents we have in different lifetimes. Different society we have in different lifetimes. So they are not our own, they leave us. But have Krishna ever left us? No. So who is our own? That's the main thing. It's not easy, but it takes time by discussion and ultimately come to this conclusion. Okay, adhyatma nitya, then vinivurta kama. You know, nivurta. There's a word nivurta and there's a vinivurta. Kama means desire. So in a Vedic literature there are two paths. One path is called pravritti, one is called nivritti. Oh, this is the same class. We have discussed in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu nivritti and pravritti. What is the meaning of pravritti? Means do. And nivritti means, pravritti means action to do. Nivritti means to restrain. So pravritti is generally grastas. They do, you know, their desire and then gradually progress. Nivritti is sannyas, sadhu. Generally, pravritti means to do karma. Nivritti means to give up karma. Like karma sannyas. Like the jnanis. But we have the nivritti marg. It's not vinivurta. Not pravritta, not nivritta, vinivurta. What is vinivurta? Vishesh nivritta. This is bhakti. It's a bhagavat marg. No pravritti, no nivritti. So they were already there. Why Krishna gave Bhagavad Gita? He gave us bhagavat marg. The path of bhagavat dharma. Whatever we are doing, practice is Bhagavad Dharma. And everybody is eligible for Bhagavad Dharma. From China, from Japan, from Taiwan, from Malaysia, from Mauritius, everybody is eligible for Bhagavad Dharma. But Nivarti Dharma, not everybody eligible. Jnani, only Jnanis. Not everybody. But this is the only Bhagavad Dharma. Vini Vrta Kama. Vini means V is superlative. Nivrt means free. Kama means desire. Completely free from all desire of material enjoyment. Only keeping one desire to serve Krishna. That is the meaning of Vinivrta Kama. Giving up all desire, only keeping one desire. Because we cannot be desireless. The one desire to serve Krishna is Vinivrta Kama. So it says then, variously not on away. And when one has an understanding of things as they are, he becomes free from all dual. Oh, this dual is afterwards. So Vinivrta Kama, where is Vinivrta Kama in our purport? You see, Vinivrta Kama. There's nothing in purport about Vinivrta Kama. You can find the in purport Vinivrta Kama? Nowhere. I can't find. Maybe we can find. If you try, you can find. Last line, what is the last line? But next Prabhupada is writing the third line. What is the third line? Dvendvair vamukta sukhadukha sangai. He is freed from all dualities of happiness and distress. That is sukha dukkha sangai. He will be free from that. That is the next purport. Gachanti. Gachanti means he goes. He goes where? Padam avyayam. To that place which is eternal. Means to the eternal place. Amura. Amura means actually, what is the amura? Amura means fool. Amura means intelligent. So he's actually enlightened, a saintly person, intelligent person can do this, not fools. But Krishna when saying Amuda, my understanding is, you know, sometime there are all fools. There's only one intelligent, then you have to say the word that fools should not get offended. So you say only those who are not fool can approach me. So they will understand who is fool. But mostly they are fool. What can Krishna say? He said, only intelligent can understand this, not the fools. Amurha means those who are not fools. It means there are many fools. Actually, it means there are many fools. When I describe this on this basis, when Bhakti Vinod Thakur is singing Jeeva Jago, are the people sleeping? All are wake up walking, but they are sleeping spiritually. They are not interested in the spiritual discourses. So there is a Jago means wake up for a spiritual understanding. So here Amurha means you should be intelligent, otherwise you are fool number one. If you are not really discussing this, then fool number one. And then Padam Avyaya, what is that Adam? What is your question? Give microphone to her. Where is that?
Second
line of the first, in the beginning.
Yes.
Beginning of the purport.
Not in the purport, but in the verse.
In the translation. Well, translation there must be there because they know. But in purport, Prabhupada does not discuss Vinivartha Kama. Can you understand? I don't find really. Therefore, Prabhupada said, I will write other Bhagavad Gita. But he said, many verses still I can explain. Said, I can write more other Bhagavad Gita. But we can find out the meaning of Vinivartha Kama, is okay? So anyway, so Gacchanti Padam Avyayam. Padam Avyayam means eternal abode. Then Arjuna asks, which is the eternal abode? Then Krishna is giving eternal abode. Oh, you all know this verse. Na tadbhasyate suryo na shashanko na pavakah yadgatva na nivartante tadadhama paramam mama. So this Krishna is giving information. Here he is speaking in first person. Mom. Tadadhama mama. Before that he is saying third person. Go to that place. Go to that place. Now he is saying in first person. Come. That is my abode. You know, Krishna is speaking in Maha. So in many places Krishna is speaking in second person, third person, but sometimes he speaks in first person. So here he is speaking in first person. Natad bhasyate surya. There is no need of sun to give light there. Na sashanko. There is no need of moonlight. Na pavakaha. There is no need of fire or electricity or vidyuta. Vidyuta means electricity. Yadgatvana nivardante. Anybody who goes there will never come back. Tadadhama paramam. That is my supreme abode. Everything belongs to Krishna. Prabhupada writes, everything belongs to Krishna. Every inch. But that is his supreme abode. And Krishna has given his hint in the 8th chapter about his abode. He also told about his abode in the 8th chapter. Tadadhama mama. Avyakta akshar. Avyakta akshar. I used to memorize all these verses, but I forgot. There is also in the 8th chapter that Krishna says about mama dhama. Okay, now Srila Prabhupada's purpose is in this verse. Srila Prabhupada's purpose is our planet is illuminated by sun, right? But in a spiritual world, every planet is automatically self-illuminated. There is no need of sun. In any other planet, in Vaikunth planet, no need. All Vaikunth planet are self-illuminated, one part. Second part, this light which is illuminating every place is coming from Krishna, which is Brahma Jyoti. And at one portion of that Brahma Jyoti, there is a little cloud of the Mahat Tattva that is called material nature. That is called material world. This is in the purport. It's okay? Now, second part, one should be captivated by this information. Prabhupada is giving, when I speak on this, when we hear America is so advanced, there's so much facility, people want to go to the America, right? So why people are not captivated by this information? If we go to Krishna Lok, there's no need of anything. Everything is free. No old age, no disease, no death. Why people are not interested in that? So Prabhupada said this should be, why people are not, one should be captivated. Why they are not captivated by this? How can one be captivated? By associating with devotees, Prabhupada is writing. Shri Prabhupada, by associating with devotees, can you see? One has to associate himself with devotees, those who are in Krishna consciousness. Then Srila Prabhupada is a little sarcastic. Simply by saffron cloth you cannot be sadhu and go to the, you know, the saffron cloth will not do. Only devotional service, no outer show. Is okay? So here we end our class. And so I was hearing somebody saying a different way of a jnana explanation of this verse. Through jnana. This is Prabhupada has given all bhakti. Maybe some acharya has said like this, I don't know who exactly. Surya represented I, because Surya is the I, the presiding deity of the I. It means Maya Dham cannot be seen by eyes, of your material eyes. Moon represented the mind. Presiding deity of the mind is moon. So it is not by mental speculation you can know my abode. And the tongue which you speak is a fire. The fire is the presiding deity of tongue. So not by words, not by mental conception or perception, not by your eyes you can see my abode. It can only be seen by my mercy, through my devotion and surrender. So these three different meanings, well, what appears logical, so all these three are presiding eye, sun god, mind, moon god, and tongue, the fire. Right? Fire lives in the mouth of Krishna. He drank the fire twice in Krishna Leela. So here we end our this section. Tomorrow we will start. If one is tomorrow. Not... Right?
You stick tomorrow.
No, tomorrow. Okay.
Sunday.
Monday.
Yeah.
Monday afternoon we will discuss this. But the next verse, I just giving you a hint, you know all this verse. Krishna saying that is my that is my abode. But Arjuna said, it is your abode. How can we enter in your home? The Krishna says, Mamai Vansa Jiva, you all are my part and parcel. You are my children. Why can't you come to my home? My home is your home, you know. If I say this is my palace, then you will say it is your place, you live. Why should, what is my business there? You know? So Krishna has immediately said, No. You all belong to me, you are mine, so you all can come there. Why you are not able to come there? Because you are entangled into the material world of this